dramatic spike in the use of a particular type of electronic cigarette among middle and high school students has local parents, educators, and activists clamoring for action. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, Senator Chuck Schumer is putting pressure on federal agencies to move swiftly on the issue.
The craze among kids these days is called Juul. The ads for it claim one pod of the sweet-tasting liquid contains the amount of nicotine equal to an entire pack of cigarettes. The dispensers don't emit vapor and look like an everyday item, says Baldwinsville mom Amy Delia.
The Juuls look like little thumb drives, like what you would plug into your computer.
Which makes it hard for anyone to notice it, according to Rome School Superintendent Peter Blake.
It's happening in classrooms, buses. It's probably happening in the backseat of parents' cars, and they might not even be aware of it.
Schools across central New York have sent letters home to parents about it, and it was, in fact, part of the reason Rome School officials recently removed the entrance doors to bathrooms that are a popular juuling location. Officials say 20% of middle schoolers and high schoolers in New York State are using some kind of electronic nicotine delivery system, and part of the attraction is the flavors. Things like bubblegum, Sour Patch Kids, and whipped cream. And that's one area Schumer wants to attack, calling on the FDA to
ban fun e-cig flavors that entice the kids.
Beyond that, Schumer wants federal authorities to move more quickly to crack down on advertising that's aimed at kids using laws already in place. It's an issue that Delia, who also works with the American Cancer Society, is worried that is leading younger and younger children into a world of nicotine addiction.
I do have some friends that have kids that are 5th grade, 6th grade, 7th grade, and absolutely they're talking about it. And if our 5th graders are talking about these products, it's only a matter of time before my 1st grader comes home hearing about this on the bus.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.